superhumanradio.com lately. Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first hour, we're going to be talking about the combination of supplementing with pregnenolone and DHEA together. The perceived and well-known benefits of this approach, and also a new product that will actually get more of these hormones into your bloodstream a lot simpler. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik is coming on, and Brooks is going to be doing an Ask the Experts Q&A. We've had a lot of you submit questions to Brooks directly and to the show on behalf of Brooks. We're going to get all those answered during the second hour of the show. I know you're going to love that as well. But let's get started, first of all, inviting back not only a friend of the show, but a one of the major sponsors of this show that makes this show possible. And I say this often, I know, and people get mad at me. And even some of the comments that people put on iTunes sometimes. Steve Lapidus, how you doing, Steve? I don't want to leave you out of this conversation.
Good call. How you doing?
Good, good. You know, I go to iTunes, and I have to tell you, I have to thank my audience because they have catapulted us up the ranks in iTunes by posting wonderful things and honest things too. Some people, they gave me 3 stars and said that I don't get my facts right when I start ranting. And that's probably true. I'm a little hot-headed, hot-blooded. But every now and again, I get somebody who says something about the commercials. And I read that and I think to myself, okay, there's another way to do this. I start charging for the podcast, but then people won't want to do that either. The reason that this show is free is because the sponsors have a message to carry. And the sponsors make the show possible. So with that being said, for those of you out there who resent having to listen to the commercials, think of this like public radio. You know, public radio goes on a binge 3 times a year now begging for money. We don't beg for money. What we say is we have sponsors. Listen to their spot. If you don't like it, don't act. But if you like it, act and always patronize the sponsors when possible because they make the show possible. Without the sponsors, the show goes away. So I just wanted to get that out there. But anyway, for those of you who are posting on iTunes, good things, truthful things about the show, I want to thank you. And please, if you haven't done so, please go to iTunes and rate the show so more and more people find out about it. Anyway, Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And just to underline what you just said, Carl, we get literally hundreds of phone calls and emails every week from Superhuman Radio from your audience.
Right.
And the majority of them are very complimentary. They ask intelligent questions. We respond promptly, something we pride ourselves in. No email goes unanswered to our company for more than an hour or two.
Right.
And most often, we respond to emails within a couple of minutes. But sometimes we get very critical emails or phone calls, and they're usually constructive criticism, which we appreciate. That makes us a better company.
And I know that you take it seriously because sometimes you'll forward an email on to me and say, what do you think about this? Is this something we should consider doing? So I know that you take it very seriously.
Well, again, we don't just consider ourselves an advertiser. We consider ourselves a partner in your efforts to get out good information.
Yeah, you're part of the community, part of the superhuman nation, part of the community.
No
absolutely.
Question.
Okay, so
no question.
Now, as a result of your relationship with the show, you've introduced a few different patches. We're going to talk about one today. But in the past, you have introduced a hydroxycobalamin patch, which is the natural form of vitamin B12 found in the liver. So this makes this an ideal form of cobalamin, B12. And it's in a patch, time-release patch, so you stick it on once a day, once every other day, however you want to dose it, and you elevates vitamin B12 levels. Number two, you've introduced a fat-burning patch, which I predict will become wildly popular in a couple months when people start thinking about this. That's having great success. In fact, this morning I was on the phone with you, lining this up, the interview up, and Elisa called me and said, I know you're going to talk to Steve today. Make sure you order some more fat burner patches, because she uses them every single day, religiously. And needless to say, she's getting ready for this bikini competition. And in 7 weeks, she's lost 7% body fat, but gained 7 pounds of muscle. Now, there's a lot of guys out there who would do anything to gain a pound a week. Now, I'm not saying that it's all the fat burner patch as far as the fat loss goes. She's working extremely hard. She trains harder than most guys I know. And she's very diligent about sticking to her diet. And we also know that the early changes in the body are the most dramatic, and then they start to slow down. But I cannot help but think that without the fat burner patch, she wouldn't have had the 7% body fat reduction. Maybe it would have been some number less. And let's face it, all we're looking for out of any of these products is an edge, just an edge to give us a little bit more bang for the hard work that we put out there, right?
Agreed. Something that I think your audience would be interested in, Carl. We have received in the 2 months or 2.5 months since we've introduced the weight loss aid fat burner patch.
Right.
Not in the beginning, obviously, but as the weeks went by and people started using the patch, we started to receive hundreds, and now it's thousands of emails and phone calls a week. Some people saying, hey, what am I doing wrong? I'm not seeing any benefit. But the vast majority of people just raving about their experience with the patch. And that begs the question, why don't we do more in the way of testimonials? Well, interestingly enough, something we know about, your audience may not know about, is that the Federal Trade Commission looks very, very carefully at testimonials, and the threshold for testimonials on air or on your website or in your literature is extremely, extremely tough. And, so our company's policy is basically rarely, if ever, do we post testimonials or talk about testimonials. We can talk about them, but it's something that we don't keep a very high profile.
And I want to take this a step further too. When I was with Clear Channel, when I first started doing the show, Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, who is one of the most respected names in this industry, was an advertiser, and he produces a product called LipoFlush, and LipoFlush claims to make people lose a pound of weight. I want to say a pound a day for 30 days, but you have to follow Mauro's eating recommendations as well and use LipoFlush along with it. But the takeaway was, my producer sent it back to me, said, we can't produce this spot. And I said, why? And they said, because the FTC has specific regulations for what can be said on the radio as it pertains to weight loss of non-FDA approved products. So naturally the drug manufacturers can make all the claims they want because they pay the vigorous to the FDA to get the FDA stamp to say, yeah, you can say this. But if you're not an FDA approved pharmaceutical drug, if you're an over the counter product and you make claims, even if they're supported by science and the weight of a million people saying, yes, it did that for me, you cannot make those claims without the FDA and the FTC coming after you.
And the fines and the cease and desist orders can put companies out of business, and they often do put companies out of business.
And keep in mind that the pharmaceutical industry makes claims about their drugs that are FDA approved that they don't live up to either. But the difference is when you're an over-the-counter product and the FDA is not getting their money from you, and they'll say they're doing this to protect the public. Because, in other words, in the FDA's mind, the public is too stupid to make decisions on their own, so we need to make them for them. And that is just clearly not true. Anytime a rogue company comes up and starts ripping people off, it isn't long after that people realize it and the company disappears.
But anyway, again, we've never experienced anything like this wave of incredible customer response and the feedback as we have with this weight loss patch. And we think it's just going to just keep growing.
Yeah, okay. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. And we're actually gone over a little bit. We have to go into a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a brand new patch that should appeal to everybody 35 years and older. And this brand new patch is a combination of DHEA and pregnenolone together, two very, very important base hormones. We're going to talk about those when we come back, talk about the patch. And, of course, Age Force has a special buy one, get one free for my audience that will last for a short period of time. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
Those two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Steve Lapidus of Age Force about their brand new patch just hitting the market now. It's a combination DHEA and pregnenolone patch. Actually, I should say pregnenolone and DHEA just because of the cascade of these hormones. Okay, first of all, the patch, do you have the numbers of how much of each of these hormones are in each patch?
The dosage is per patch 50 milligrams of pregnenolone and 20 milligrams of DHEA, and that's a very for optimum benefit.
And that's and delivered further, over 12 hours, right?
Substances deliver fairly easily, so it's about an 8-hour continuous delivery. But what's also appropriate to talk about with the dosage per patch is that men and women have very different requirements.
Right.
Dosage requirements. And this created a real problem for us when we tried to figure out operationally and internally how we create packages. So we've created two packages. Let me back up a moment. A man requires, on average, twice the dosage level that a woman requires to achieve optimum benefit.
Okay.
So what we did was we came out with two packages. Which when someone goes to the website, they'll see on the order page, and it's also discussed in our product information page. The month supply for a man is 30 patches, one patch per day. The month supply for a woman is 15 patches, or one patch to be applied every other day. And of course, the two patches are the two products are priced accordingly. The month supply for a man being twice the cost of a month supply for a woman.
But it's pretty reasonably priced as well, right?
Oh yeah. No, the month supply for a man is $40, and a month supply for a woman is of course half of that,
$20. Yeah.
That's on the order ship, but it was. We kind of, as a manufacturer, you've got to, you're always looking at your inventory levels and the amount of stock keeping units you have in your offer, but we figured this was the single best and most simplistic way to
address
get
this.
The right dosage for a man and for a woman.
Yeah, and let's talk about these two different hormones for a second. We've done shows on both of these hormones. We actually did shows with Dr. John Chrysler on both pregnenolone and DHEA supplementation. It came out during that interview that Dr. Chrysler prefers transdermally delivered forms of DHEA and pregnenolone because of the absorption in the gut. Only 5% of a unesterified hormone makes it into the bloodstream. So if you're taking 100 milligrams of pregnenolone, basically 5 milligrams actually gets delivered to the bloodstream because the liver is designed to flush it out. There's receptors in there for pregnenolone that are designed to keep blood levels of pregnenolone stable. So that first gut pass really loses a lot. And so as a result of that, topically delivered hormones have always been popular. You can look at transdermally delivered testosterone and progesterone and so on. And the same is true of pregnenolone. But the nice thing about the patch, and these are things that I actually discussed off the air with Dr. Chrysler, sometimes he has a hard time dialing somebody in to blood tests when they're using a transdermally delivered cream. Because he'll tell someone, well, maybe start out with a half cc of a cream, and then they'll test after 6 weeks, and they'll find out that that person is a little higher than they want them to be. And now you have to cut back the dose even more, and what ends up happening is absorptions change and so on and so forth, and this target becomes a moving target. And when we talked with Chrysler about this, about a patch, he loved it. He said, wow, then if I have somebody that I want them to reduce the amount that they're getting, I can tell them to wear it for 6 hours instead of 8 hours, or 4 hours instead of 8 hours. And as soon as you remove it, it stops delivering. As opposed to the cream, once you put it on, it's going to deliver until it's done delivering. You can't stop it from delivering.
And therein lies the beauty of time-release patches, that you have the ability to self-regulate the dosage by how long you wear the patch.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the benefits of combining pregnenolone with DHEA have been spoken about as well. Pregnenolone is the parent hormone. It's a step up from cholesterol, quite frankly. And obviously, it gives rise to all of the other downstream hormones, including DHEA. By supplementing with pregnenolone and DHEA, theoretically, the body, through negative feedback loops, will probably not want to use the available pregnenolone to create DHEA. So it can create other important hormones. And obviously, this is critical because otherwise a lot of it gets siphoned off into the DHEA pathway. So by including both of these very, very important hormones in a single patch, theoretically, the effects on hormonal cascades should be beneficial.
Well, that's something I'd like to comment on, Carl, and this goes to our corporate philosophy. Our research and development team, their mission statement is whenever possible to do value added when working on a potential product for us, a potential patch product. And they've been working on DHEA for close to 2 years.
Right.
And again, keeping in mind their mission statement, there are well over 100, 200 DHEA supplements on the market.
And some topical too as well, right?
Yeah, and either in oral form or in transdermal cream form, sprays, you name it. There's just a boatload of DHEA supplements out there. And, you know, their challenge was how do we introduce to the market a next generation DHEA supplement that was over and above, that had more benefit and was, in fact, better than what is on the market.
And stayed within the price range of just the standard DHEA.
Well, always a consideration.
Right.
You know, they started taking a look at pregnenolone. Pregnenolone was discovered in the 1940s, I believe. But it didn't get a whole lot of attention. But then clinical trials, a whole host of clinical trials and evaluations, studies in the 1990s and early 2000s really started to put the spotlight on it again.
Right.
And the R&D department people soon discovered that many of the benefits of pregnenolone mirrored the benefits of DHEA. And when they started really getting into it, they saw there was a tremendous synergy that DHEA 1 and pregnenolone 1 didn't add up to 1 and 1 must 2, but 1 and 1 became 3 and 4.
Right.
Because there was a tremendous synergistic effect. And, right. And that was the green light to go ahead and develop this patch.
Okay, so basically the patch is a combination of 50 milligrams of pregnenolone and 25 milligrams of DHEA. Men would put the patch on daily. Women would put the patch on every other day as a starting point. But it is recommended that you have blood work done to make sure that you're zeroing in to the proper amounts of these hormones. Because keep in mind, these are very, very small molecules. All of these hormones, DHEA, pregnenolone, testosterone, these are all well under the 400 Dalton threshold that makes it very, very easy for these agents to get in through the skin. And so be confident that the majority of the DHEA and pregnenolone in each of these patches will be delivered. And you should, obviously, since these things work, like I said before, the good thing about over-the-counter supplements, and sometimes the problem with over-the-counter supplements is they work. And so since they work, responsible usage would dictate that you get blood work done to make sure that you're hitting that sweet spot for yourself. And what you may find out is some of the men out there may be able to get by with a patch every other day. And some of the women out there may have to actually go up to a patch a day, because it just depends on how quickly your body metabolizes and even in some cases flushes these hormones out of the body. But you will see a rise, and looking for that sweet spot is the responsible thing to do.
Point about why should you consider a patch like this? Both of these hormones, DHEA and pregnenolone, your body, as you age, your natural production of these hormones decreases. Some studies show that by the time you're 50, 60 years old, you're only making maybe naturally producing maybe 25-30% of what you were producing when you were a teenager.
Right.
So supplementation, you know, the benefits of supplementation are real. The benefits of both of these products is remarkable. I mean, the list of benefits, in fact, they're on the website. You can read them. People can read them at their leisure, but just remarkable benefits.
Yeah. No, no doubt. You know what? We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to, I'm going to try to cover just a few of these important benefits of these two hormones. We're talking with Steve Lapidus from Age Force. Right now, if you go to superhumanradio.com, you will see banner ads that will only be there for a short time that are offering these new DHEA plus pregnenolone patch, or we should say pregnenolone plus DHEA patch, at a buy one, get one free when you choose one of the auto ships. And we will address the auto ship on the way out of the next break, because there's a lot of people who may not know much about how Age Force does business. But I can tell you that they are listed with large numbers of very, very satisfied clients, and that's not by accident. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age Force Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. Before we start talking about the benefits of pregnenolone and DHEA, I need to address something. Whenever you talk about hormones, the mainstream media, the medical orthodoxy, and the pharmaceutical giants all cringe. They all go, hormones are dangerous. And I think that over the past couple of years, I've explained to the audience that I've started to trust less and less in science and more into overlaying science with what we know to be true, what we know in the past, how things have played out and happened, and try to use these different thinking skills to compare and make my own decisions. And that's because a lot of science is skewed by the way the studies are designed. So with that being said, the medical orthodoxy always cries when they say hormones. I remember when my poor mother couldn't sleep and I suggested she take melatonin and her doctor wanted to give her Lunestra instead. And I said, but melatonin's a hormone. We don't know what that's doing to her. And I'm always shocked when the medical orthodoxy and physicians go against things that are naturally occurring in our body for things that don't occur naturally in our body instead, and how they feel that hormones are dangerous. Anytime we talk about hormones, people start talking about cancer and this and that. And that you have to ask the question, why don't we develop these cancers when we're young and thriving and our bodies are awash with these hormones? So, again, I'm not going to address... I know there's people out there going to say, well, DHEA has some side effects and pregnenolone has some side effects. And I would say, yeah, you're probably right. But I'd rather have those side effects than the side effects of an SSRI and a blood pressure med, or maybe an anti-arthritis medication. Because there's lots of evidence that both of these hormones have anti-inflammatory properties to them. I'd rather take my chance with something that's normally occurring in my body. Well, you have any opinions on that at all, Steve? Or you want to stay out of that fight there?
My only comment is to endorse what you're saying 100%.
Okay. All right. So let's start out with pregnenolone. Pregnenolone is a parent hormone. It is a progenitor hormone that has been linked to a variety of good effects. Anti-stress benefits. It seems to have the ability to reduce cortisol elevation. It has been shown to increase memory function in people who are deficient of it. Which goes hand in hand with a sense of well-being, mood elevation, and so on. As I said a moment ago, it seems to have some anti-inflammatory effects that were really focused on in the 40s when it was first discovered. And there was treatment of rheumatoid arthritis back in the 50s with it. They were actually using that for rheumatoid arthritis. And so in the 50s is when rheumatoid arthritis really started to raise its ugly head. And is there any wonder that in the 50s is when we went to this agrarian, grain-based, sugar-based diet, that's another show. Back then, using high doses, 200 to 500 milligrams was common. But again, that's because the liver flushes a lot of it out. It's unnecessary when you use a patch like this because more of it's getting into your bloodstream. The effects also have been anti-cancer effects. The way everybody likes to go out and say, oh, hormones cause cancer. Well, in fact, pregnenolone has been linked to the body's ability to detoxify and things like pesticides and such, which we always talk about the detoxification pathways. Well, guess what? Pregnenolone is an important hormone for the detoxification pathways, and it's been shown to have a chemo-preventive effect, not a chemo-producing effect, contrary to what people in the mainstream media will say about people who take pregnenolone. Also, its safety has been unparalleled. Huge bolus doses have been given to mice. The equivalent of 5 grams was given to a per kilogram of body weight to mice, which would be, I think, equivalent to 350 grams taken by a human being in a single day. And there was no lethal effect at all. Probably speaks more to the ability of the liver to flush it out than anything else. But nonetheless, pregnenolone is a parent hormone that all other hormones start out working upstream from or downstream from. It's also a very important hormone for women, especially if they're going through menopause. Supplementing, in fact, with both pregnenolone and DHEA have been shown to mitigate many of the side effects during perimenopause. Women start going through menopause. They start developing hot flashes, difficulty managing blood sugar, brain fog, and so on and so forth. And before they go right for frank hormone replacement therapy, a lot of times a doctor, a well knowing doctor will prescribe pregnenolone and DHEA first because they're over-the-counter alternatives. And by correcting those two upstream hormones, a lot of times the downstream hormones correct themselves. So pregnenolone is a great hormone for women who are going through menopause, who are starting to feel different, maybe a lack of energy, a lack of mental awareness, a lack of well-being, and so on. This is a good place to start, and a patch like this is actually perfect for that. You have anything you want to throw in there about the benefits of pregnenolone?
No, it's just that there are, in addition to what you're saying, Carl, there are just a huge volume of studies underway now with to evaluate the role of pregnenolone in brain function, and very, very encouraging, whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia. Initial results are showing huge, huge benefits in brain function, cognitive ability, clarity of thinking. Very, very exciting. And as you say, an extremely safe supplement.
Well, you know what else too? Yesterday we had Dr. Michael Smith on from Life Extension Foundation. Early on, Life Extension Foundation's two greatest contributions to our country and to the world were the introduction of melatonin and the introduction of DHEA. Back then, they felt that these two hormones were anti-aging, and they really are when you think about it. And we take them for granted because a lot of people take them now, and we are seeing the benefits of them for a lot of people. But yesterday we talked with Dr. Michael Smith from Life Extension Foundation specifically about iron overload in the body, how the body can actually accumulate iron, and the lysosomes, which are part of the detoxification pathway in the body, which are part of the sanitation department of the body, become overwhelmed by trying to keep the iron in. Well, pregnenolone has been shown to turbocharge the detoxification pathways, which most likely will give rise to the body's ability to cope with and excrete more of that iron. Because we have the ability to excrete it. There's no doubt about it. As Dr. Smith pointed out yesterday, there's some supplements that can help in that. And he pointed out, what the heck is it called again? Now I'm going to forget the name. It's the counterpart to resveratrol, actually. But
we have to get you a pregnenolone patch.
Yeah, there you go. Things. There you go. I need pregnenolone. No, I actually need more craze. I ran out of craze. But anyway, the point being that anything that enhances the detoxification pathways is critical today because we are being inundated with toxins. We're breathing them. We're walking in them. We're being rained upon. We're drinking them. And this is part of the problem with detoxification in general. Some people become overloaded, the liver can't handle it, and their body starts to react with symptoms. Pregnenolone is critical if you are using things to enhance your natural detoxification pathways. It's a very, very important hormone. Steve, you want to throw anything in here? Because I want to take an early break and come back and hit DHEA.
No. I think you've covered the bases well, Carl.
Give the prices for everybody. If somebody doesn't want to sign up and get the buy one get one free offer, they can buy a one shot of this, is right?
Well, yeah, and that goes with all of our patches. We try to have order options that address as many needs as possible. We have a 30-day order option. We have a 90-day supply order option and 180-day supply order option. That's 1 month, 3 months, and 6 months, which are one-time only orders. With this offer that is currently an exclusive Superhuman Radio offer, we double. Order a 30-month supply, you get a 1 month supply, you get a 2 month supply,
right,
for the price of the 1 month. Whatever you order in a single order option, we double the quantity for that price. And the prices are, I believe, $49.95 for a month's supply for either.
And it gets less
options.
Expensive from there. And then obviously you have
they get double, right.
And then you also have the auto ship available
as
well.
The auto ship, if you're rushing a break, we can do it afterwards. But the auto ship, approximately 78-79% of our orders come to us as auto ship. We have what we think is the most customer-friendly autoship with no small print, no gimmicks, no scammy kind of.
In fact, you don't even have to go. You don't even have to go to the website to cancel. You just have to send an email in to cancel, and
that's
it's canceled.
And let's
do this. Let's take this break. I want to come back, and I want to talk about the autoship and cancellation process, and then we'll talk about DHEA later in the show. Brooks Kubik is going to be answering your questions. If you have not submitted a question to be asked, go to my Facebook now, assuming you're listening to the show live, that is, and post your question there. We'll work it in with Brooks Kubik during the second hour of today's show. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're getting questions on Facebook about this. Let's do this first. Let's talk about the way AutoShip works. If someone signs up for an AutoShip to take advantage of a special offer, like a buy one, get one free, or a free month supply, or whatever you know you're running at the time, they're not required to stay with that AutoShip. So theoretically, if they get something and they don't like it, they have 30 days to cancel from the time that it was shipped and they were charged, right?
No. Let me clarify.
Okay.
Well, again, as I said before, Carl, AutoShip represents almost 80% of the orders that we And the reason we came up with an auto ship order option is because so many of our products are products that, you know, as long as the customer's satisfied, they use month after month after month. We felt that the convenience of getting your product shipped automatically every month, or in the case of our two-for-ones, every 60 days, was a real convenience and benefit to the consumer. So our auto ship program, our standard program, is a 30-day auto ship, where you sign up, our system, which is very automated, bills and ships every 30 days. You can cancel at any time prior to the next 30-day anniversary date, the bill and ship date, by sending us an email. If we get that email during daylight hours, we respond within a half hour at most, usually within a minute or two, with an email back to you, to the customer saying we've canceled your order ship. That way we have a record that the request was made to cancel, and the customer has a record that the cancellation was in effect done. That way it avoids any future misunderstandings. In the case of our let's take this promotion, that this exclusive Superhuman Radio promotion that's going right now on the DHEA pregnenolone patch. That's a two-for-one. So if somebody chooses the auto ship option, they'll get a 60-day supply for the price of the 30-day auto ship, and we'll continue to ship every 60 days. They get a 60-day supply at the 30-day price, for as long as they elect to keep their auto ship active. Right. Again, cancellation any time prior to the next bill and ship date by email. We want a record of the cancellation. We respond so the customer has an email back from us so that they have a record of the cancellation. Right. Simple as that. No gimmicks, no small print, and call with hundreds of thousands of auto ship customers. God knows how many. I don't imagine we have one or two situations a month where there's some misunderstanding. We try to make it simple.
And I've seen how you handle those too, and you always handle those in favor of the customer. And so
exactly, we're a consumer friendly company. Everybody in our company is a consumer. We know we want to be treated fairly, our customers want to be treated fairly, and that's the philosophy that guides our actions.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about DHEA, and then there's a couple questions that we need to answer that just appeared on Facebook. DHEA is another one of those hormones that has been linked to heart health. It has been linked again to cognitive effects. It's been linked to lowering cortisol. It is an adrenal hormone. There is linkage between the downstream production of both testosterone and estrogen in men and women. A lot of times when women are going through menopause, DHEA will reverse a lot of the normal side effects of menopause, such as loss of libido and loss of energy. Again, very, very similar profile to what pregnenolone does. Now, it could be because pregnenolone produces some DHEA downstream, and this leads me to this next question. Johan Otterstrom posted on Facebook that, and I just asked him to where did he find this, but he posted on Facebook that he's reading someplace here that it says not to take pregnenolone with DHEA. It says here, pregnenolone is an appropriate supplement for men and women of all ages. Pregnenolone has an impressive record with very low levels of toxicity and is safe for humans to use. Do not use pregnenolone if you are supplementing with DHEA. Now, I don't know where that came from. This could be old information. I don't know. I mean, I know a lot of doctors inside the anti-aging community, the majority of them, that will have patients both use pregnenolone and DHEA together. And again, I go back to what makes sense in my case. If you're doing blood work and you're adjusting hormones appropriately to meet the ideal levels for your body by monitoring your blood work, why can't you supplement with pregnenolone and DHEA? Your body produces both of them independently. It doesn't just produce one of them. So it stands to reason that if you are supplementing with pregnenolone and DHEA simultaneously and you're getting blood work done and you're looking at your blood work and you're going, oh, I'm not ridiculously high in one and not the other, then you're monitoring and you're reducing accordingly to hit that sweet spot for yourself. It really doesn't matter. We know that the adrenals slow down as we age. We know that DHEA drops as we age. We know that pregnenolone drops as we age. Supplementing with both should be okay. But again, not reckless supplementation where you're ignoring whether or not you need to supplement and how much you need to supplement, which takes blood work. And a lot of people don't want to hear that, Steve. You know that?
I understand, and rest assured that a tremendous amount of research and science went into the dosage levels that we have in these patches. We're not aware of any current science that would caution against the use of both in concert with each other.
And there may be.
If we wouldn't have come out with the patch if we were.
Well,
quite to the contrary, come back to the synergistic effect. One enhances the performance of the other.
And the other thing is, it could be a PDR. It could be a physician's desk reference that recommends this. Again, and these are the doctors don't prescribe these things because they're over the counter. So I would. I don't know. I don't know that I would take it too seriously that you shouldn't supplement with one if you're supplementing with the other, especially in light of the fact that the body produces both of them and you can check with blood. I mean, look, that's like saying women should only take estrogen or just one form of estrogen. They supplement with bias, two forms of estrogen. They supplement with progesterone. They supplement with pregnenolone. They supplement with DHEA. They supplement with whatever is needed based on blood work. And that's what it comes back down to. I guess if you're supplementing willy-nilly and hoping for the best, that's reckless. But I don't think my audience is doing that anyway. So there you go. All right, so they can get a buy one, get one free of both the pregnenolone and DHEA patch. You can go to superhumanradio.com. There are banner ads that will bring you there. How long will this promotion last for, Steve?
We're giving Superhuman Radio a one-week exclusive before we begin to offer the patch,
at the normal prices.
Right. Yes, correct.
Now,
and again, it's no promo code is needed. That's important. Many of our promotions require a promo code. Other companies use promo codes. When you click on these banners, call, you'll go to the customer will go to the order page. And this is important. That is an order page that you cannot navigate to on our website. It's a special order page that we've set up for Superhuman Radio. You just use the order option that you prefer, whether it be a 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, or the auto ship, and just place your order. Our computer system, order entry system, automatically creates a 2-for-1 order for the option you chose. Now, if you want to leave that special order page, be sure to either bookmark it or use your browser back button to be able to get back to it, because there's no way to navigate back to it other than a bookmark or your browser back button, or you have to go click on the one of the banners on your website again.
Right, to get back there. Okay. And after that, the pricing goes back to the normal pricing. Now, when you say 1 week, 7 days, today is the 14th. You're saying that the 21st? Is the end of this, or the 20th?
I'm not exactly sure. I would have to check with
marketing,
our marketing people. But as long as those banners are up on your website, the offer will be active.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Because somebody may be listening to the podcast even
right.
a week later. By the time they catch up, sometimes
correct. And as always, on practice, let's say somebody 3 or 4 days from now goes, clicks on the link, bookmarks that order page, and 2 weeks from now they decide to place an order. Even though it might not be an active promotion anymore, we always work with customers in that way.
Okay, now, we only have a few minutes. I want to touch on one other subject real quick. And that was a patch that I had a small modicum of influence on your choice of B12. You told me that you guys were going to redo your vitamin B12 patch, and I told you about the show that I had just done on hydroxycobalamin, and your people went out and looked into hydroxycobalamin, and you called me back and you said, we're going to use this instead of methylcobalamin. And as a result...
Carl, we had sticker shock when we saw how much it cost.
Well, yeah, because not a lot of people make a hydroxycobalamin. It's not popular yet. It's only popular amongst maybe a handful of companies, and those aren't putting it in a patch. They're putting it in an oral. So you had additional challenges to meet. But with that being said, I have heard rumors that it's one of your most popular patches, though.
It has very quickly become our third most popular patch, and it's knocking at the door, becoming our second most popular patch.
So people are embracing this. This is a very important, you know, B12. We know about B12 deficiencies. We know that they affect so many different areas of the body and the brain. And this is the natural form of B12, hydroxycobalamin, and it's in a patch. You put it on and you walk away. You don't have to inject. You don't have to worry about taking it as a pill. You're getting as much of it as you can in your blood. So, what do you have?
There you go. Okay. There you go.
Okay.
We're thrilled with that patch. And we're also, again, we come back to this testimonial issue where we don't post testimonials and what have you, but the phone calls and emails raving about how wonderful people feel or perceive that they feel using the patch and the convenience of using the patch and are just really gratifying to us.
Okay. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, Steve.
My pleasure as always, Carl. We enjoy supporting your efforts to educate and illuminate. It's something our company feels really good about sponsoring Superhuman Radio, and we look forward to being invited again to interview.
Thank you very much, Steve. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, Carl.
All right, so there you have it. Go to superhumanradio.com. Check out this is a one-week offer for the new Pregnenolone DHEA patch. Buy one, get one free. When we come back, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on, keeper of the flame of physical culture. And he's going to be answering your questions. So hopefully they're good ones. We'll be right back.
Read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Vatogia, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Sorry that took me so long, but I was a little late doing my push-ups and bodyweight squats because I was getting Brooks Kubik on the phone. And you know, it's really weird. I'm not OCD, Brooks, but I really feel bad if I don't do a set at every break because I sit here for so long throughout the day.
It's a really good thing to do, really healthy.
Yeah. But sometimes it cuts in, excuse me, to the interview time. Ha! So there you go. All right, so we're doing a episode of Ask the Expert, and obviously the expert today is Brooks Kubik. Many of you have sent questions about Brooks. I mean, to Brooks, for him to answer today. But before we get to the questions, I wanted to just kind of give a sneak peek about something that's going on in the very near future. And that is, for those of you who've never been able to attend a Brooks Kubik seminar, you may get the opportunity thanks to distance learning. And what we can say right now is that in the very near future, a 4-week, once a week, seminar for 4 weeks will be hosted by Brooks Kubik that anyone around the world will be able to enjoy and participate in, that will have all the qualities of sitting down with you in person. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be an audio program professionally done by a company that's been doing a lot of these with great success. And it's going to be set up so that you can use your computer to listen, or I believe you can listen on phone, but I think most people will prefer the computer. You can download it later on if you miss the live program. But the great thing about the live program is it's going to be set up for questions and answers. So if I'm talking and you have a question about something I've said, you're able to get in the queue and ask your question, and I'll answer it right there. It's exactly like we're doing this in a seminar room or a classroom together, or like we're sitting down at the table and, you know, just doing what I like best, which is talking iron over, you know, steak and eggs or steak
right.
and salad or steak and whatever.
But wait a minute, Brooks, aren't you worried that steak is going to shorten your life?
Well, you know what? If the New York Times says so, gosh golly, it must be true. And
yep.
if all the folks who brought us all the nonsense about foods for the last 50 or 100 years say so, it must be true.
Yeah, and the fact that our ancestors gave birth to us and we're here today, that means nothing.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing that you know, just to jump real quickly, that new study about how meat is gonna kill you.
Yeah.
Apparently all of the people in the study who were dying not only ate meat, but were self-described as lazy inactive, no exercise, sedentary, couch potatoes. Did I say no exercise?
But you know what?
Excuse me, they also were smokers.
Really?
Yes. And they say, oh, well, it must be the meat that killed them.
You know what kills me about that? No pun intended.
Yeah.
Whenever you ask people to self-report, they get it wrong anyway.
Well,
I mean,
especially elderly
people, you know, they can imply things. Do you eat meat every day? Oh, yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah.
How, you know, you have to fit into a category. Well, once a week, three times a week, five times a week, every day. I think about three times a week. And
yeah.
People don't even, they could go weeks without eating meat. And you know what? It's the whole self-reporting approach is nonsense. And as you point out, there were other risk factors. I'm willing to bet that these people not only ate meat, but they ate really high carbohydrate diets on top of it.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing is, this is a study that started in 1980, continued through, I believe, 2006. So you've got 26 years of self-reporting at specified intervals. How reliable is that, number one? Number two, what kind of meat are they eating? Is it the kind that the people who listen to SHR either eat or aspire to eat, that is to say, free-range, grass-fed, healthy, nutritious meats,
right?
Natural meats, or is it junk? Answer,
yes.
It's probably junk.
And I think you're safe making that assumption. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing, apparently, the analysis, the data that has been used in this and other studies, because this is basically looking back at data that had been farmed out earlier. So this data has been reviewed already. And one thing that people have found is that there was tremendous underreporting of bad foods, overreporting of good foods. Do you
really
eat your vegetables? Oh, yes. How many servings a day? 30.
Yeah.
You know, I'm joking. But, you know, the point is, it's already been determined that this is it's unreliable data anyway.
Nah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Don't get me started. Oh, it's horrible.
It's so frustrating. Anyway, so let's start out. Let's give the fans what they want. They want you to answer their questions. The first question I have here is from a fellow named Jake. He says, you speak a lot about multiple sets of low reps. What do you think about higher number of work sets when using low reps, as in the 5 and 7 work sets or 3 and 5 reps with a constant poundage? I think he refers to Duck Hepburn's method of 5-8 singles followed by 5 sets of 3 to 5 reps. Seems similar. And then there's Pat Casey using up to 10 or 20 reps for sets for 5 reps. So basically what they're doing is they're still achieving the same amount of work. They're just breaking it into smaller parcels of more sets. Yeah, interesting.
Well, yeah, this is one, Carl. I actually answered this question today on the Dinosaur Training blog. So if people go to the Dinosaur Training blog, they'll see a post. The post is titled, "The Which is Best Question," and I've answered it. In Dinosaur Training, my first book, which came out in 1996, I talked about the 5x5 training system, 5 sets of 5 reps. And I was using that to contrast what was very popular back then, which was 1 set of 8 to 12 reps, you know, the old Nautilus thing, and the high rep training programs that a lot of the gyms were using, where personal trainers would have people doing sets of 10, 12, 15, 20 reps in pretty much all of their exercises with relatively light weights. Okay? And I said, don't do that. I said, there's something that works a lot better. It's training with multiple sets of low to medium reps with a heavy weight, as in the 5x5 system, which,
right,
of course, goes back a long ways. Reg Park used it very effectively in the 1950s. Okay. Now, there are different ways to do 5x5. 5x5 can mean 4 progressively heavier warm-up sets followed by 1 working set with your top weight. Or it can mean 2 progressively heavier warm-up sets and 3 working sets with the same weight. So that's 2 warm-up sets of 5 reps and then 3x5 working sets, which is what Reg Park did. Or you can do 3 warm-up sets and 2 working sets. There's lots of different variations. And this question is probably one of the most common questions on the internet, aside from which is better, squats or deadlifts. Everybody is always debating, how do you do 5x5? There are even entire discussion forums devoted to which 5x5 is best.
Really?
Yeah. And the answer is the one that works for you.
Huh.
And the one that works for you is going to change. Simple example. If you can do 400 pounds in the squat for 5 reps, that is a different training effect than if you're doing 135 for 5. The beginner who's doing 135 for 5 can do 3 sets of 5 because that 135 pounds doesn't cut into the recovery ability. You can do it, and you can recover from your workout. But if you're doing 400 pounds for 3 sets of 5 reps, the odds are very good that you will not be able to recover. You won't be able to recuperate from that workout because it's just too much work, too much weight, too much mass, too much intensity, because that's a ton of weight. That's a heavy load. So for the stronger person, counterintuitively, one top set might be better. For the beginner, counterintuitively, 3 top sets might be better. It changes for people over the course of their training career. It also changes over the course of your age. As you get older, your recovery ability, your recuperative powers diminish. So again, you would probably be better off doing 1 top set and, saving the rest, leaving the rest in the tank for another workout. So that's, as I said, I cover this in the Dinosaur Training blog. I want to send people there for a more detailed analysis. But that's the bottom line answer. Is there a right answer? No. But the answer is try different variations and see what works best for you now and understand that that will change going down the road over the course of your career.
Yeah. I think it was Mike Metzer that first discussed. Well, what's his name from Nautilus? Why can't I think of his name? I've just read
Arthur
so many.
Jones?
Yeah, Arthur Jones. But, the stronger you get, the deeper the inroads you make into recovery.
Yeah.
So the longer
yeah.
it takes for you to recover. So it's not a linear equation. It's not like, well, if I was able to do a 5x5 with 315, doing 5 sets of 5 reps, and get stronger and stronger, that when I get to 450, I can keep doing that. You may have to back off at 450 because now you're making deeper inroads into recovery. It takes longer to recover. So you may have to back off and maybe do 3 sets of 5 with 2 warm-up sets and so on. I mean, you're right. The stronger you get, these equations, you know what I've, as an analogy, I find mm-hmm. interesting? Mm-hmm. When they test vehicles on the salt flats out in Utah. When a vehicle gets above like 280 miles an hour,
mm-hmm.
steering reverses.
Ah, perfect.
You turn the steering wheel to the right to go to the left. And don't quote me on the miles per hour. Maybe it's mm-hmm. 400 miles an hour. I forget what it was. But
yeah, this is one. Do not try this at home.
Yeah, but this is a fact that steering mm-hmm. reverses. You turn the wheel the opposite way, and the vehicle goes the opposite way, and so on and so forth. And that's like an example of the stronger you get, things change. The physics change, the dynamics change, central mm-hmm. nervous system changes, phenomenons change. And as a result of that, this is not a linear equation. And as Brooks points out, this is something that's going to change for you. You have to be open to the changes, really.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm going to throw out, I think the reader mentioned a very high-volume program used by Doug Hepburn.
Yes.
There is also a letter from Doug Hepburn to Perry Rader that is printed in Iron Man magazine from sometime in the mid-1950s, where Hepburn is doing 3 workouts a week, 1 exercise each workout. I believe he's doing either 5 singles at 90% or 10 singles at 90%, which is much less volume than a lot of the reported Hepburn programs, a lot of the sexier Hepburn programs. And he notes, if I do any more than this, I will not gain.
I wonder how you find out what that sweet spot is. You think it's just trial and error? He noticed that he was regressing?
Yeah, it's trial and error. I mean, you're either adding weight to the bar or you're not. You know, which is the great thing about weight training, you can tell if it's working. If you're adding weight to the bar, you're getting stronger, so it's working. If you're not, it ain't working. So try something different. But my point is, and I wrote a detailed training course on Doug Hepburn, and you know, this is one of the points I cover. There's a whole lot out there about Doug Hepburn and, you know, how he did these incredible long workouts. And, yeah, he did at certain points in his career. And at other points in his career, he found that it was better to do less. And that's part of the message. It will change for everyone over time.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Morty Gordon. Okay? We're talking with Brooks Cubic. This is Ask the Expert. Brooks being the expert, your question next. Stay tuned.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AGE4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable,
reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A little tribute there to Whitney Houston. Who said physical culture can't be cool?
I think it works pretty well.
Okay. All right, so Brooks, this one comes from Morty Gordon.
Okay.
He says, hi, Brooks. My Iron Game history question would be, how often did William Boone use his pre-rack, he has that in quotation marks.
Right.
Deadlift in a hole using a handful of dirt at a time method to improve his poundage? Hope this is a good question. I'll be listening. And thank you, by the way, Morty, for submitting this. Okay, I can only assume what this is. Did the guy dig a little deeper every day, kind of like that the Greek guy who put a bull on his back, and as the bull grew, he got stronger?
Well, he actually did the reverse. William Boone was a strong man who lived in Louisiana, worked all day drilling water wells in Louisiana. Okay, and you can just imagine what that was like. Then, at the end of the day, he went home and trained in his backyard. Okay, and this was back in the 1940s. Boone had used the breathing squat system, the high rep, deep breathing, full squat.
Right.
He would do 33 reps with pretty big weights, and he built his weight up to like 260 or 280 back in the day when, you know, size like that was unheard of. Then he decided to specialize on the bent press, B-E-N-T, not bench press, but bent press, and eventually got up to 300 pounds in the bent press.
Holy mackerel. The bent press is a one-arm press, right?
Yeah, it's a one-arm lift. And then, one-arm bent press, 300 pounds. Then he specializes on deadlifting. And he decides that what he's going to do is strengthen his tendons and ligaments, the way I talk about in dinosaur training. To do that, because this was before they had power racks commercially available, he goes outside in the backyard, he digs a hole in the ground, and he stands in the hole, he rolls the bar so the bar is across his legs and the across the thighs, and all he has to do is do sort of an above-the-knee partial movement, really a lockout deadlift, because he's standing in the hole. And he starts with like 500 or 600 pounds. He works up to 900 or 1,000 pounds. I think 1,100 pounds was his tops. And then he takes a handful of dirt and throws it in the hole. So whenever he throws the dirt in the hole, he is decreasing the depth, which means it's as if he were lowering the bar.
So instead of moving the pins up and down, you're moving your body up and down and leaving the pins where they are, theoretically.
Yeah, exactly. So what happened was he kept doing that partial deadlift with 900 pounds until he had the bar, you know, down below his knees and closer to a full-range deadlift. Then he started the regular deadlift, and he worked up to, and I do not know the amount, but it was claimed as a world record at that point in time. And again, this was a backyard strongman. His next thing, he specialized in the clean and jerk, taking the bar from squat stands, and he worked up to 425 or 450, and that was at a time when the official record in the world world record in the clean and jerk held by John Davis was 402 pounds. So, ferociously strong on a variety of different lifts, and he got there by specializing very intelligently on one lift at a time for long periods of time. Now, Morty's question was, how often did he use this program? And I asked Morty by email exactly what he meant, as in how many times a week did he train, or how many times did he use this particular program?
Right.
And Morty said, how many times did he use this particular program? Morty, I don't know the answer. I've never seen anything that covers that. I believe that he used it once for a long period of time, as in probably 1 to 2 years solid of specializing on the deadlift.
Okay. Okay, next question, moving on. The question is posed by Rick. We're going to leave his last name out. You know who you are. And he says, Brooks, I have two questions for Supremo Radio, please. Can you speak about the historic trainers who used weighted stretching? And the second question is, how about legends of the iron game who overcame the irritability and fatigue that are often associated with low testosterone and or overtraining, especially as they age? That's both very good questions.
Well, question number one, weighted stretching. There's some material floating around out there about weighted stretching, and specifically, supposedly, you're building muscle mass by focusing on the extended range of motion. For example, do the pullover exercise and focus on the extended portion of the pullover. Or do a Scott bench or preacher bench curl with the arms fully extended at the bottom and focus on the bottom position. So you're doing a movement of 2 or 3 inches, focusing on that bottom so that you're working the fully extended position of the muscle. You could do, for example, deadlifts to work on the low position for the hamstring muscles. As I said, that's floating around out there. Do I think it's a good idea? No. And Rick, I hope you're listening, because I want to tell you something, my friend. If you read this stuff on the internet and you jump into it and you start doing your weighted stretching to build maximum muscle mass and hypertrophy, you're going to end up with microscopic muscle tears that are going to interfere with your training. They're going to slow down your progress. You're more than likely going to hurt yourself. I've talked on Superhuman Radio before about the dangers of doing dips in a fully extended position. I don't know how many letters and emails I've received over the years from guys who tore their shoulders up going too low in the fully extended position of the dip. Guys have done the same in the fully extended position of the fly. Press behind the neck causes shoulder problems because you go too low, hurt the shoulder joint. The pullover is a crippler. You know, I've said before, the pullover torso machine injured my shoulders so severely when I was a high school wrestler that I could not raise my arm up above shoulder height for a period of about 2 years. And that was the result of, thank you, Nautilus, the Nautilus pullover torso machine. It stretches the body so far in the extended position that it actually causes damage. And I would very, very strongly recommend that any stretching that you do be gentle stretching, non-ballistic, and certainly not weighted stretching, because once you're in that extended position, that's a danger position. That's the same position you're in when you're in the UFC and someone puts you in a knee bar or an arm lock. That's the whole point of an arm bar or a knee bar. It's an extended position that's going to break an arm or break a leg. And why in the world you would want to train in that position, I can't imagine it. So I know it's out there, but don't do it. Yeah. And question number two was about irritability, which I guess I'm showing because I don't like weighted stretching.
You're being irritable.
Yeah, I'm being irritable, yeah. And fatigue associated with low testosterone and or overtraining. And the question was phrased in terms of how did the legends of the Iron Game deal with it? Well, couple of things. And number one, remember that when I'm talking about the legends of the Iron Game, I'm talking about pre-steroid training. Okay, so these are not guys who were taking steroids. These were guys who were dealing with recovery and recuperation and overtraining by following other methods. And they were also people who flourished in an era where there either were no food supplements or the food supplements were just absolutely worthless. Okay? So the question really becomes, how do you deal with those things in ways that are different than what many people would do nowadays, chemical protocols or supplement protocols? Well, one of the things was simply they avoided overtraining by often training 3 times a week, okay, as opposed to the daily programs or the 5-day or 6-day-a-week programs. They trained less. They focused on the really important exercises. They didn't try to do everything under the world. For example, if you were an Olympic lifter, you did the Olympic lifts, maybe you did squats. That was probably about all you did. If you were a bodybuilder, you did more exercises, but you didn't do that many more. And as I said, you often trained only 3 times a week. And they had people who would win Mr. America, Mr. Universe on 3 workouts a week. Steve
right.
Reeves was one.
Right.
He's been very public about how 3 times a week was perfect for him, and he never saw any sense in trying to do anything more. The other thing, the food back then, now I know the Harvard study and the New York Times and, you know, all of the vegan addicts out there and or vegan advocates out there are going to shoot me for this, but you know what? These were people who ate real food. Back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, certainly earlier, there was real food, fewer chemicals in the food, fewer chemicals in the environment, and they ate lots of protein, lots of meat. It was all natural because that's all there was back then, and they flourished on it. So, again, New York Times might not be happy about it, but sorry, guys, those are the facts.
Yeah.
The other thing, and this is really interesting, Carl, I've talked to men who have won Olympic gold medals, okay? Some of the greatest weightlifters in history, I've talked to them, I've talked to their training partners, I've talked to people who knew them, talked to people from that era, and, you know, I've asked this question, what drove championship performance? How did somebody become the best in the entire world?
Right.
And I know we're coming up to 131. I can answer this after the break.
No, let's do that. You're getting good at radio, Brooks.
I've been taught by the best.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, you will be hanging on his every word. Brooks Kubik will answer that question and more. We have more questions. I think we have a host of questions from Lane Wiltshire. We'll get to those after Brooks answers this next one. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. You can ride all day long. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolone, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. Bridge.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for?
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, Brooks, we kept everybody waiting for your answer, and then we have more questions.
Okay. We were talking about the key to championship performance.
Yes. What
in the pre-drug world?
Right. What defines a real champion before all of these scientific protocols were discovered?
The one common factor that I have found in gold medal winners that I've talked to and whose training partners I've talked to, okay, is the mental aspect of lifting.
What do you mean? Expand on that.
Extreme confidence, a belief that one can accomplish anything, a belief that one can train and get results from training and go back and get more results and better results, and literally a sense, if he can do it, I can do it. And this is what you get when you talk to Pete George, Tommy Kono, Frank Spellman. This is what John Davis had. This is absolutely the key to championship performance. And there's a related point. The people who are insanely, incredibly, out of this world, off the charts, successful in strength training, bodybuilding, any aspect of the Iron Game, when they train, they give it 150%. But when they're not training, they do things other than focus on training.
Yeah, and that's really a big thing what you're saying. I mean, that's
the key.
That's easier said than done for many of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it really may be as simple as shut off the computer. Don't go to YouTube. Don't go to Facebook. Don't go to MySpace. If anyone
still goes to MySpace. I was just going to say.
Okay. Sorry, but right. You know, don't go to the discussion forums. Don't do any of that. Don't pick up the latest whatever magazine. Don't read a book about training, even if it's one of my books, which I tend to think are pretty good books. Read something else. Ernest Hemingway, great writer. Easy, short sentences. Fun stuff. Read him. Read The Sun Also Rises. The Sun Also Rises. Short words, easy to understand. That's Hemingway. If you don't like that, there's a million other great writers. If you don't like fiction, read nonfiction. But the point is, do things to expand your mind and get yourself away from this constant worrying and fretting and thinking about training, and just let your body do what it needs to do, which is grow bigger and stronger.
Yeah.
That's what they used to do.
There's a lot to be said for that. And you know what? When you're not sitting and pondering your workouts, your last workout, your next workout, you're fresh when you get to the gym.
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
like you've been thinking about it for days. And it's like, oh, now I got to go do this, you know? No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. We've got some questions from Lane Wiltshire.
Okay.
The first one, and some of these you can hit really fast and hard.
Okay.
Protein powder, do you really need it? What is your opinion of protein supplements?
You don't need it. Eat food instead.
All right. But, okay, with that being said, what about those of us who don't have, you know, some of us have a little bit more flexibility with our day.
Yeah.
And planning. And some of us, we just have to grab things on the go. Isn't protein powder sometimes a convenience, sort of like a Quest protein bar or something?
If the issue is convenience, go ahead and do what you need to do. You know, I like to schedule my day so I make time for, you know, cooking and having sit-down meals. Admittedly, it's easier to do if you work at home, which is what I do. But, you know, I understand everyone's different, and I've lived in the other world.
Yeah, when you were an attorney and you were on the go all the time, I have to believe a protein shake was better than not having that high-protein meal at that moment. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So,
what about pre-workout boosters? We're not talking about supplements. He wants to know which foods work best pre-workout, in your opinion.
This is one of those things that's probably unique to the individual. I have never been able to eat anything, even a tablespoon of honey or, you know, a small shake or anything. I've never been able to eat anything before training or competing. So my answer is absolutely nothing works best for me.
What about an hour before training? Is that still considered before training to you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's, you know, for me, it's like I don't want to have anything in my stomach for 2, 3, maybe even 4 hours before I train. Carl, I think that one varies from person to person because other people are going to give you a different answer.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, the answer is which foods work best? The ones that you can digest easily don't cause problems, and that's different from person to person.
That don't burden your system. You know, personally, I can't eat a big meal on squat or deadlift day,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but I can definitely eat a big meal before training chest or even isolating back muscles. But even then, I would go to a protein drink of some sort, something that is out of your gut within an hour. So
yep.
You're not still digesting it while you're in the gym. The best way to drop body fat and gain strength at the same time with dyno training?
Well, it's a matter of diet, and the best diet, in my opinion, low carb, high protein, high fat, natural foods, a lot of vegetables, very little of anything else.
Ancestral diet, then.
Ancestral. A lot of people will call it paleo. You can call it paleo. You can call it diet. You can call it what you want. Just don't tell the New York Times about it. They'll be upset.
Yeah. Here's a good one. This one, I want to know the answer. How many heavy singles should I shoot for, should Lane and I shoot for, before adding weight to the bar?
There are different ways to do it, and it depends on your experience level. It depends on your age. I've had great success with one heavy single, but that was 20 years ago. What works better for me now is to really master the weight, to really own it before I add weight. So what I will do is something like this. First workout, one heavy single. Second workout, two heavy singles.
Mm.
Then three, then four, then five, and I add weight after I'm able to do five singles with a particular weight. You can also, if you like a slower progression, you can do one workout where you do one heavy single, repeat that the next time. Then you do two workouts where you do two heavy singles, then two workouts where you do three, and so on, which is just slowing the progression down.
Wow, you know where I thought you were going to go? I thought you were going to go with the breathing squat mentality. I thought you were going to say then three workouts with three heavy singles and four workouts with four heavy singles. You know, and the simplicity of creating a good training program is like being a good chef. You can give five chefs the same ingredients and they all end up with some five different meals
mm-hmm.
because one manipulates this ingredient. One depends on that ingredient. Another thing that I've always liked to do, I haven't done it in years, but this conversation may revive it.
Mm-hmm.
I love to come in and do heavy singles for time. So I'll say 15 minutes. I'm going to do as many heavy singles as I can with as much rest and then start compressing the time from workout mm-hmm. to workout. Instead of doing it in 15 minutes, now shoot for 14 minutes. And because ultimately, at some point in the future, you will end up doing 15 reps.
Well, the common denominator is progression.
Yes.
You want a system where you have progression, and that means you need to be able to measure it, whether you're measuring seconds and minutes, sets, reps, total tonnage, weight on the bar, whatever, or variations of those. You know, you measure speed of rep. There's lots of things you measure, but the point is you make your training progressive. And that's why I like simple systems like do one heavy single, the next workout you do two, then you do three, because you're progressing.
Yes, I like this. Okay, last question, and another great question. Lane, mm-hmm. he's got some great questions here. How do you know when you've reached your maximum strength potential, or do you indeed ever know?
Tommy Kono, 2-time Olympic gold medal winner, 6-time world champion, holder of 26 world records in Olympic weightlifting, He had a great line. He used to always say that it takes 3,000 or 4,000 pounds to break the bones in a human body with linear force. So until you're lifting enough weight that it's pulling your arms out of the socket, you can always get stronger. Now, what's the real answer? How do you know when you've reached your max strength potential? Eventually, you know, if you train hard, you're training hard, you're doing the right things, eventually you get to a point where you hit a plateau and you can't go further in a particular exercise. Now, are you then at your maximum strength potential? Well, yes and no. You may be at your maximum strength potential for that particular exercise, but what about for a different exercise? Maybe not.
Yeah.
So what keeps a lot of people going long term is doing something, getting really, really good at it, and then moving on to something else and getting really, really good at it. And I'm kind of glad that this is totally accidental, but I'm glad of the progression of the questions, because we started out talking about William Boone, and I talked about how he did different programs where he focused on first breathing squats, and then the bent press, and then deadlifts, and then the clean and or the jerk from racks. And every time he did that, he focused on one exercise at a time and got incredibly strong, like one of the strongest men in the world on that particular movement. And then he moved on to something else. And that's a really, really interesting concept for people to start thinking about. And that's really something that can keep your interest going for a long, long time.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good question.
Yeah, and we have a really good one coming out of the break. And you know what? We're not going to get to all the questions today, but keep sending them in to Brooks anyway. I'll have him back on next week to answer some of the questions we missed today. I promise we'll get everybody's question. Well, we have to take a break. When we come back, we have a question from Nick. I believe his last name is pronounced Tangi, T-A-N-G-I, but maybe
right.
It's Tangi.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a pretty lengthy question, and that'll probably take the rest of the show to answer. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. Brooks has a new course coming out about John Grimmick, right, Brooks?
Yes, sir.
And people can get that at your website, which is BrooksKubik, K-U-B-I-K.com. Right, Brooks?
Absolutely. And we're doing the course with three bonuses. We always do bonuses when we launch a course. This time we're doing three for everyone who's listening to the show and who says on the order form, Carl sent me.
There you
go. Will get three bonuses if you say Carl sent me.
Yes, and the Carl that we're talking about obviously is Carl's Jr. hamburger company owner, right? So there you go.
Nah, he's a guy involved in internet radio. And
okay.
He's doing a pretty good job.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up with the last question for Brooks Kubik. Go to Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com. That's also where you can register to follow his upcoming Academy course. Don't miss that. We'll be right back. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. As many of you know, I am not the best candidate to read long emails on air. But I'm going to do this because this is the, Nick Tangi put a lot of thought into this question, and I really like his question. And I want to know the answer to this question as well. Okay, so he says, the question I have involves a recent training experience. As you know, I've been training on the TBDL. What is, I know DL stands for deadlift. What's the TB part?
Trap bar.
Ah, trap bar dead. Oh, man. God bless you. I can't get that thing to work for me. And I was aiming to go over 200 kilograms. Very, very nice. I reached 197 kilograms for a single, but missed yesterday with 199 kilograms. However, I felt strong, and the warm-ups were very easy, so I believe my strength has gone up. I think I could get a consistent 195 to 197 kilogram lift if I reverted to training the way I did before. I'm assuming when he says the way he did before, he's talking about with a straight bar, but maybe I could be wrong. Anyway, my question with that background knowledge is, what is the best thing to do if you just fall short of being a max at max after training 4 months on it? Is there a common sense adjustment to try and get to go past it again using a shorter buildup?
Okay. Very good question, and let me say, Nick, thank you for sending that in. I know that you're listening. I just got an email from you that said you're listening to the show.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah, he listens to all the shows. Couple of things going on here. Nick is 36 going on 37 in August.
Cool.
So he qualifies as an older lifter. And part of his question was, if I went back to training the way I did before, do you think that would work better for me?
But what does he mean back the way? I'm not clear on that. Is that just going to a straight bar instead of a trap bar?
It's a change in the sets and reps.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Let me get to that. The thing to keep in mind, Nick has been training for a long time. Things that worked for him when he was 25 are not going to necessarily work for him at age 37. Things that worked at age 30 may not work as well at age 37. the older you get, and remember, 37 is old for someone who's doing serious heavy lifting. It doesn't sound old, but how many professional football players are still playing pro football at age 37?
You know, that's a really good point. I never thought about that. Those of us who are older and still training heavy should really find some real sense of accomplishment in that.
Absolutely. I mean, talk about a rare breed. This is the rarest of the rare to be still going after it, even if you're only 35 or 40.
Right.
Okay? So one thing that I would throw out to Nick is this. You need to focus on what is working for you now at age 37. You're almost 40, and you need to be thinking, how do I keep gaining strength, adding weight to the bar, recovering from my workouts? How do I make this work as I get older? That is going to tie in a little bit to the workouts. Basically, what Nick has been doing is one heavy single in each workout. He starts with a lightweight, 135 pounds, 225, 315, 350, and so on. And his goal is to go up to 200 kilograms, which would be 440 pounds.
Right.
He's having trouble getting there. And if you notice, a couple of things are happening. He's doing the single reps. Some days, he blows them away, like when he did 197 kilos last week. Other times, he goes in with just 5 pounds more, 2 kilos more, 199 kilos, and he can't get it. Well, what's happening? What is happening is that you're doing a heavy 100% max too often.
Yes.
A younger lifter can get away with that. You can do it if your max is lower. It might have worked when you weren't as strong or when you were younger. It's not working now because you're doing that max single too many times in a row. And what happens is eventually you hit the wall, you miss. It's like the bar was glued to the floor, or not glued, but welded to the floor. Okay, so what do you do? Well, I talked earlier about something that would help an awful lot, and that is dropping back to, say, 90% of your one rep max or 90% of your goal and doing one trap bar deadlift with it, one single, after you've done your warm-ups. It'll be relatively easy. It'll be smooth. It'll be relatively fast-moving. It won't even feel like it's working you very hard, and that's fine because right now we're taking a little bit of a break. You do that 90% single in the next workout, you do two of those. In the workout after that, three, and then four, and then five. Then put 2.5 to 5 kilos on the bar, drop back to one top single, and build back up. So you're going up, you're going down, going up, going down. You're giving yourself some breathing time. And the other thing is you're developing tremendous confidence because when you can handle a weight for five singles, you can handle the weight. You own it. You master it. You got it in your pocket.
Right.
And that means that putting another 2.5 pounds on or another 5 pounds is easy. And it's different than doing an absolute give it everything you've got, gut-busting single. And then the next week you come back, you put 5 pounds on the bar, and you try to replicate that. Eventually, your body and your mind will rebel.
And I was going to say, a lot of it is the mind, too.
Yeah, well, Carl, one interesting thing, he is approaching magic number territory, 200
nice.
Kilos. And what happens? He can do 197, but when he goes to 199, now he's right at that magic number, he can't do it.
Yeah. And a lot of it is
ahead.
Mental. No. You're pointing it out. That's great. What about not making the jump from 197 to 199? What about doing a half of an increment of that instead of 5 pounds, putting 2.5 pounds on, or just a kilo on the bar?
Well, that's something. But you know, the other thing, because we're dealing with a magic number, I would go 197 for five singles.
Yeah.
So that I own it.
Yeah, so psychologically you are so confident that you could pull that I agree with you. I really, really do.
And then, you know what I would do? I would not even try 200. I'd do 202.
Ah.
For one single.
That's cool.
I'd forget that thing. It's like when I was shooting for a 400-pound bench press, the greatest thing in the world is that I was competing in powerlifting organizations that used kilos. You know why?
You couldn't do the math in your head fast enough, so you didn't know what you were lifting.
Well, no, you can't. You don't load the bar to 400 pounds. You load it to 396 or 402.
Right.
And if you don't think in kilos, it's like, well, who cares? But if you think in pounds, you're like, oh, my God, it's 400 pounds.
Yeah, right. We have one more question. We only have a few minutes, and I'm actually going to go long so we can get the second. Secondly, he says, what is your honest view on training on plate-loaded leverage machines, assuming that the machine fits the individual? Because that's critical right there.
Yeah.
Do they build as much muscle-providing strength gains? Do they build as much muscle providing strength gains are made on them? So you're getting stronger. Will you see hypertrophy?
If you're using leverage machines and you're getting stronger, yes, you will see hypertrophy. But, and you could tell I was going to put a but in there, I think you will see greater hypertrophy if you're using free weights, as in much greater hypertrophy. And remember this, if you work at a gym where you have access to both kinds of equipment, you can always use both kinds of equipment.
So you're not saying there's a pox on machines. You're just saying don't become complacent and think that that's where you need to be all the time.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, I'm only talking about the really good, high-quality plate-loading machines. There are a lot out there that are pretty much worthless.
How do you like? Do you like hammer strength machines?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I prefer if I'm going to use a plate loaded machine. They have more adjustability, and you can load the hell out of them because you use 45 pound plates on them. So
yeah,
we've come to the end of a great interview. So we have to take a bid adieu to the audience. I want to say that we have a lot more questions, Brooks. We have like 5 or 6 more people who sent multiple questions. We're going to have to do another show next week.
Whenever you would like to, I'm at your disposal.
Reach out to everybody and have them email more questions, and we might be able to get more duplicate questions and answer them all at one time. We will have Brooks back on next week, I promise you. Brooks, it's always a pleasure to have you on. The official keeper of the flame of physical culture. Please go to BrooksKubik, KUBIK.com today. Learn more about the new upcoming John Grimmick series. Also, follow Brooks as he unfolds news about this distance learning opportunity for many of you who will probably never have a chance to sit in the room with Brooks. This is your chance to sit in a virtual room with Brooks Kubik. Brooks, we'll talk to you next week and we'll pick up where we left off. How's that sound?
Sounds good, Carl. Take care.
Okay. And thank you to Steve from Age Force. As of course, Age Force is a major sponsor on the show. There's no hiding that. And please check them out. Check out their new DHEA pregnenolone patch. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad. If you think it's for you, always patronize the sponsors. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.